that he's saying that there's an extraneous form of mechila, where he agrees not to be toveah. So that is not maslam mashkas b'torah.
It's not a modification of the tradition.
Right, it's not a modification of the tradition. That was his answer. Right, okay, so that's a good answer. Okay, what else? So we're up to after that, right?
Odeh Shloma?
Odeh Shloma.
Okay. Odeh Shloma, Denizakin.
Well, Dhamma the Kedushin.
Well, Dhamma the Kedushin. The Hacha, Haina Taima, Den Kedushin, Machatzayan. Den Lacha Kedushin, Shem La Allah, Sherik Susvaona. The King Gavi Nazir, a Nazar Chatzayan. Ava Gavi Nizakin, Lo Shaykh Lame Rahi.
So what's he saying? What's his answer? See, it's interesting. Taisvus is changing the machloikis. And he's not changing it. I mean, it's different than the way we interpreted it at first. We interpret the machloikis at first, but davashiv moment noyakayim is because mamon is inherently in machiba. Or is it only because of personal arrangements?
Right. He's holding according to everybody can be machlokes.
He's holding according to everybody can be machlokes. It seems to be a different machlokes.
Right.
The machlokes seems to be whether the mominess of the kedushin is a component of the kedushin. That you can't envision kedushin. Momen is always subject to machila. But over here, the mominess is tied in a frame of issa. Because the definition of Kedushin is where he has a schaivus to support her. Or do I say no, that Kedushin is a cheftz b'fnei atzma, and there's a chovas, he has a chovas momo. It's mechayev momon, but it's not a sine qua non of the Kedushin. It's not a component of the Issa Kedushin, of the institution of Kedushin.
Right, that's what Mark wanted to say originally, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The problem is how to universalize
that. See, that's right. But now he's going to be able to universalize like that.
Okay.
Because he's saying that the concept is that there's a psul in the Chefta, which is Ma'akev the Chalos. Namely, what? The Tanai. So where the Tanai has a psul, so it won't function. So over here, the Tanai has a psul because the Tanai is creating a chefza that doesn't exist. So it works very well.
Right, but...
It's just the universal is that you can't have a defective Tanai. Being mark of the chalos,
right.
And you can't envision kedushin without having him supporting her.
Right.
So according to that sheet, you can't be machalita then.
Right.
Right.
That's a real intrinsic machila won't work. Not Rav Elchanan's machila.
Why would that work?
Well, that's mibachutz. In other words, there he's just making a tnai that he's not going to be toveya. But he's not making it.
But if it's essential to kedushin, why do they allow him to do that?
No one's going to stop.
Not changing the essential.
Not changing the essential.
It's extraneous.
Mm-hmm. It's an extraneous tonight.
I understand. But if.
So I said, what's the machlokas of.
I mean, it's only essential for Kedushin to be chal.
That's right.
Strange.
Yeah,
they don't
like that.
Right, so how's it going to work out like by Onah, for instance, or Bishmita, the machlokas? Right, because it's the universal machlokas.
According to
this answer, then Tosos, what's the machlokas about whether in Zawash and Mawant and Okai? That was a problem. It's not just a machlokas by kedushin. It's a machlokas of universally. Is it a mashmas k'tov or a davash mamon? Is it kayam or not?
Yeah. Okay. Which case?
Let's say no.
Right.
Amenas.
Shein lechalai ono.
Shein lechalai ono.
Wait. You say din ono, right?
Yeah. Right. You say din ono.
And then goes to machan.
Right.
Yeah. Or even not. I guess other answer. Either way.
That was a machlokas. Remeir of Yehuda.
Right.
So, what does that have to do with the Kedushin includes sharing sauce?
But that's Isser, because Kedushin is unique, but this is a question by all Darush and Mama.
Right.
Well, yeah, but let's take each case separately.
Okay.
Okay, so which case am I on?
No.
But he's saying that the din on
us is not, which is defective.
But they agree to that.
Kiddushin is machlokes whether it's defective or not.
But that's machlokes in kiddushin, you're saying.
Right.
So then there should be a set machlokes in or not.
Maybe it's one universal that whenever you have issa v'heter, whether that dictates the chokmah.
Whether ana is a component of the mechira, or whether it's a separate chayvus.
Mechira is not an institution of issa v'heter. It's not going to. It's not even this one.
No, ana is an issa v'heter.
No, but you're asking.
Ana is an issa.
I know, but that's flipped. He's saying his mummy
is that by nezikin, the guy is saying that on a tanai. That my rishus, my nasinas rishus, will pater you. Right? My nasinas rishus will pater you. So that's a new heft, a new tanai. That nasinas rishus should be a tanai in Ptur.
Okay.
But he's not using a corrupted entity. Right. He's just making a tanai an extraneous tanai by Nezikin. But by Kedushin and Nazir, over there, he's using a corrupted, his tanai is a corrupted entity, because there's no such thing. But by Nezikin, he's not creating a corrupted entity. He's just saying on the tanai that my Nesinus Rishus should be a poter. So he's adding something. That's the chiluk in Taisus. But where you're using a corrupted entity, that you can't do. That's what Taisus says.
But as he said, would it be potter in a third of it? Would it be different?
He's a corrupted entity. He's creating a new entity. An entity of Nesinas Rishus says it tonight, but he's not using that Nesinas Rishus is not a corrupted phenomenon. Masha Einikin, where by Shekhsus Vaona Eini Shislachatzayin and Eini Zirushlachatzayin, he's using a corrupted entity.
But is it intrinsic to
corrupted? That's because. What he's saying is he's introducing the Tanai is that the Nesinas Rishus should be effective to create a Ptur. But the Nesinas Rishus is not a corrupted entity.
He's not changing Din Tashlum and he's just introducing Nesinas Rishus and Mechila or something?
A particular Ptur.
Right.
That's
correct. He's introducing a Ptur.
Excuse me. What?
Saying there's no corruption in the Chafetz Shel Tanai. But by Kedushin and by Nazirus, the entity, the medium that you're using to suspend the Chalos is a corrupt medium. Okay? That's what he's saying.
You're saying it's corrupt because it's modified.
Really Machayev. But what suspends the Chalos Chiyav is my Ptur.
Is your
my mechila?
Your mechila, not the tanai.
The tanai that almanas kraksu sivei pater that my nesinas rishus should function as a ma'akev in the chalos chiyuv. So Taisa says that's the substance itself is not corrupt. So that you see, you can't compare it to ishus and to nazir. He's not using a vehicle that is lachatzayim.
But there's just no way that he could do that even.
How could he do it? He's just saying that my rishus should act as a tanai in being poter. But the idea of rishus is not an intrinsically corrupt entity.
Mm-hmm. Saying like that example that I gave.
So it would work. If it works on 5, it'll work on 3 out of 5.
Right.
Same method.
You're saying that the Tanai's attack.
This would be in that case.
The case by Kedushin.
In the case by Kedushin. We're using a corrupt vehicle.
So the other side said it's not a corrupt vehicle.
I'm saying at this point. That's clear.
I know, but if you're going to learn the questions...
It's okay. Because the Torah says wherever there's mecha, there's always an anah. So he's creating a mecha l'chatzayim.
Which doesn't have it, an anah.
Right.
Right.
And the other shita holds that Dovah Shev Momen intrinsically lends itself to mechila.
Right, so what's the question? What's the machlokas of... So machlokas is not a question about ishus, it's a question about...
It's not a question of ishus.
Okay, good.
But it's a question of... The question is... Over there, the question is it ishus l'chatzayim?
Right.
Because it's all one entity.
Right.
And over here, the question is it mechir l'chatzayim?
Right. Right, but what's it? It's dependent.
It'll be the same thing.
Well, they surround now.
Right, but what's the machlokas or Meir and Yehuda?
The machlokas is whether by Dovah Shev and Mamon, you could say it's lachatzayim or not.
Right.
Well, we say no. By Dovah Shev and Mamon, the machil always intrinsically works,
and therefore it's not lachatzayim.
It's not lachatzayim.
Right. Right. Yeah, that works for the all machlokas.
So that's Masna Mashkos Vatera, because there is a Dinamah.
Right, and by Nezikin, you're not saying that there's.
This will be Ma'akiv the Chalos Chiv.
And the guys are shushed by us.
There's no Rishus there. There's no Din Rishus.
There's no Din Rishus.
The guy Rishus to cheat him. That's a nonsensical concept.
Mm-hmm. Why is that nonsense?
I can give you a shus to break my table, but I can't give you a shus to. I'm giving you a shus to cheat me. So that means that you muffle the thing altogether.
Right.
But it's not reshus. Can't say I have a shus to cheat you.
Because it wouldn't be cheating.
Doesn't make sense. You wouldn't be cheating. Doesn't make sense.
Therefore, it has to be formulated as there's no
dinah. So it has to be formulated as no dinah. No. It's a different formulation.
You say you could say you have a shush,
right?
But it's not a mice of a na if you give him a shush.
Right.
In Tomar, in Cain, Hechim Adam Perakam Agarish, Hare Amigurashis Amanash Etochli. Vaser Chazir, the Masla Mashkas Vatorah, the Habitanizer, Loyal Havi Girish and Chatzayin.
Good Kasha, huh?
Right.
He's saying it now, Amanash Tokhli Vaser Chazir.
Right.
So that's not a.
Modified Chalos or whatever.
A modified. It's an Avera.
Right. It sounds like the Nazir case almost a little bit.
Well, the Nazir case is the Chatzayin.
The another case that was good, the Beis Chonyo case.
It was
like taking some external fact almost and like using to be told.
Yeah, an external fact, right.
He's not modifying the halos, he's saying if the halach is like this.
Right, that's right.
Similar.
Okay. But the point is that he's not using as a Tanai anything which is intrinsically a corrupt entity.
Right.
And they say that's Masna Mashikasa Bitara?
Yes. If you want to believe this.
I didn't check it out myself.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, it's a hard one. Okay,
go ahead.
Yishlomar, the Gabi Mamon, the Nita and the Mechila, Dafka, Amrin and Taim, Shim Lachatzai. Al Gabi Sura, Lobain and Haitaim. He changed his whole definition of Masna Shkosotora. How do you have two definitions, you know?
Does it, can anybody get me a little bit of water? That's all I have. There's a full-fledged isser of in the Torah, which is nothing to do with lachatzayin. It's just that you're not allowed to eat chaser, and he's using that as a tnai.
Right.
What's wrong with that? Okay.
Right. So his answer is.
What's his answer?
There's a separate problem on Mashkas V'Torah. Different type of Mashkas V'Torah.
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
The daf gamri in time of Shem Belachasim. Look at me, see, lo bina in time. That's it, boom.
And it won't be good no matter what.
If there's an Isser or not.
Right, he doesn't know.
He doesn't know. He's not making it tonight that he's going to do an Isser. He's being told it in the outcome.
Here you're saying it's.
Here you're saying you're
the
Baryon. Right, that's right.
Right. Me and I just have a fact.
As I would go back to B'nai God of B'nai Ruvain. We're learning out from B'nai God of B'nai Ruvain.
Right.
That you definitely can't learn out from there. That if the Tanai is to be over in Avera, that it's going to be effective. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying that even Lachatzayin you can't learn out from there. But certainly you can't learn out from there that a Tanai is going to be effective when it's a Mais Avera.
Right.
So, in other words, everything's derived from the source of B'nai God, B'nai Ruvain. So, that's why he's saying that is a Dava Pashit you can't run out from there. Because there's no Tanai, there in the Tanai, you're not being over Al-Divrei Torah. So now you're giving me a Tanai in which intrinsically you're over Al-Divrei Torah. That you definitely can't run out from B'nai God, B'nai Ruvain. But you don't need Lachatzayin over there. It's intrinsically, there's no limud.
Right. Is that
but Lachatzayin, that's a question.
Is it just an equivalent?
It's a question, Lachatzayin.
It's mutter.
But since it's obviously Mechila is mutter, so the question is Lachatzayin. But where the Tanai is Isser, that you definitely can't run out from Negev and everything. That's what they should say.
What's his point that he's making?
So there's no Isser in Mechila. So then I have to come on to if it's Lachatzayin or not.
Uh-huh. I mean, he's saying that's the only problem that you could have in Mamre,
that's
if
it's
right. Lachatzayin.
That's right. But where it's mamish and maisa of era, that you definitely can't learn it from that government.
Not to say that chatzayin applies more to mamonos than in other areas.
Right.
Just saying that that's the only thing which could.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's what it means.
So is it too?
No, you don't need that.
It's not.
You have a source. Where you're learning out from?
It's not chaloshim
tonight. You can't learn out from there.
Yeah, it's not chaloshim tonight.
No. Right, I'm saying like you can't learn out. You
they're two different things that you can't learn out from there because you have
right.
You have one case, and you can only learn out things that are dumb to that case.
But that's the paragon.
No, I understand. I'm
so therefore, you can't learn out from their case where the guys where you're telling me that doing the Maisa Vera is going to secure the chalos.
No, right.
I understand that. I'm asking if
they're separate type of problems.
Right. Okay. It's just
but this.
Has been a B'nai Ruvain.
Yes.
Right, and the fact her calls.
Because the concept is that you're learning out from B'nai Ruvain, like I said before. So you can only learn out that which is Doma to that case. So that case certainly doesn't have a case. It's not talking about where you're talking about Yit Chaza. Beautiful answer.
Mm-hmm. And just in terms of.
Like,
right.
So this is in a Doma, that's all. You don't need anything.
It's a lima, it's the word.
Yeah,
it's
correct.
Day.
You have to go into the wise and lima. But only if it's something which is not connected to Torah. You can't learn out something which is connected to Torah. It's a different kind of Tanai view.
Because the Torah didn't create Tanai. V'had the Tanam b'yesh nochlen, Omer Ploni. Yirash b'makom sheyesh bas, biti tirash b'makom sheyesh bein, lomar kolom sheyesh mashkas b'Torah. So there, you're changing the seder to Yerusha, right? But it's not, Tanai doesn't contain actual Isser. Okay, Hasam Hainu Taima de In Yachalomar Ploni Yirash, Vueni Yorish. Avamasna Yachalite, Vimatana Yachalite.
It is against the. It's not Yorish, you're trying to be Masna by creating.
The system of Yerusha.
You're a man. You're a woman, not a man.
I go over to somebody's feet and say, yeah, my Yorish. It's nonsense.
Yeah, you can give
matana
if you want.
Right, but it's not like tonight bottle, it's just that...
It's simply you're saying something that's intrinsically corrupt. It's more than lachatzar.
Right.
So what's Tesis Kasha? What's it on further? That when it says... on the kufcha vavim of days, ocha mi mochal, the Ravcha the Milsamata. As the Gemara says, that over the, that Lema Sneeson Tributa. The Lo Tributa.
Gemara says that?
I think Gemara says that, yeah. Take one more verse. Lema says low crab Yudah, because Yudah says that the Shemon of Malkayim.
Right.
So Gemara says, no, over here, over there, she was Mochel. But over here,
Yerush
is Mochel. In that case, it's speaking where he's saying, this Ben is a Yerush, this Ben is not a Yerush. So he says, who said he was Mochel, so he can't do it.
I mean, take
a supposed to the Yerush. So Tais doesn't like that lashon.
Because those are saying it just doesn't work, it's not a Yerush. Because
he's saying that somebody that is a Yerush is not a Yerush.
Right. Meaning even if he's Mochel, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I was just saying we're off the muscle.
So, I guess so.
I mean, you can make sense, what is it? Yeah, but the question is, what's Tais's kasha?
Right.